Bernadette Ayatel, she is the main person down there, executive director of the Creating Hope Society, and they have an awesome event planned for TRC Day, Orange Shirt Day, this Saturday, September 30th, of course. Dante, and welcome back to Wind Speaker Radio Network and 89.3 The Raven, Bernadette.
Hello, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, so lots of events taking place, of course, to honor our residential school survivors and our residential school victims, and also, you know, 60 Scoop survivors and all of those things this Saturday. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you guys have planned in downtown Edmonton?
Yes, we do. We have, it's called Empowering Our Spirit, which is September 30th, so Empowering Our Spirit, and it's going to be held at the Paul Street Plaza, and we have a wonderful, so in the afternoon, we'll have children's and youth activities, and those activities will consist of making lanyards, designing red dress and orange shirt, arts and crafts. We'll have a mural, tea and bannock. We'll be teepee teaching. And there will also be a hide. We'll be working on a hide together. So these activities starts at noon till 3, and then we'll be giving out lunch bags to the participants. And all the youth and the children will get a passport. And so they'll be learning some teachings and being able to, you know, interact with one another. And the parents can sit down and have their tea and bannock and have a little discussion about truth and reconciliation.
Awesome. And then discussions. Do you guys have any panel discussions happening in the afternoon?
No, not in the afternoon. We have it in the evening. So the evening will start at 6 p.m. And of course, Relic, you're going to be the MC. So thank you for that. We're also going to have some dancers. We're going to have a panel. And the panel is going to be a panel discussion. And part of it is that we'll also be doing like a little slide to talk about, you know, the history of truth and reconciliation. And then we're also going to be honoring Stephanie Harp for the wonderful work that she has been doing with missing and murdered Indigenous women and going out there and really bringing the issue up front, and which is part of our truth reconciliation, for people to be listening to what is happening with our children, youth and families and women, right? And then we're going to have entertainment. Lots of entertainment. Stephanie Stone, Jessa Sky, Darian King, Aaron Mayer, Father Joe Starr. We decided to do a different kind of event this year rather than the round dance, because I think the truth reconciliation, we really need to continue talking about it and understanding where people come from and understanding where who they are and how they can be allies and how they can work with our Indigenous people to move things forward towards the truth reconciliation and the 94 call to action.
Awesome. It sounds like you guys have some great mix of, you know, education and talks and entertainment and, of course, a little bit of food and the hide scraping. That's going to be awesome. It's all taking place on Saturday, Saturday afternoon and evening down at the Boyle Street Plaza, downtown Edmonton. I'll throw all the information up in my blog. I do want to thank you, Bernadette, for your time, and we can't wait to see you on Saturday for Orange Shirt Day, National Day for Truth and Reconciliation downtown.
I look forward to seeing everybody, and have a wonderful day, and God bless everybody. You know, our world has changed so much, but we're there to support each other and to love each other and to take care of each other.